We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So joining us now is Recruiting Show with Andrew Nemec's very own Andrew Nemec. I heard you talking about this, how there'd be a couple of names this week that could be coming up big for the orange and black. And you gave me a buzz this morning. Tell me a little bit about Melvin Jordan, the newest commit to Jonathan Smith and the Oregon State Beavers, a linebacker out of Florida.
Well, first of all, I got to give a shout to the Oregon State graphics team getting his commitment edit done, and Jordan Schultz from ESPN from hosting the interview. How embarrassing would it have been if you'd have had me on the show and he delayed his commitment? And I'm like, yeah, there's going to be great news, Dusty, but we'll talk about it in a few hours. We'll talk about it next week. That would have been awful.
Dude, that would be hell of a tease.
It would have been terrible.
Melvin Jordan is a big time talent. He's an inside linebacker. Oregon State loves him at inside linebacker. They see him in the mold of Avery Roberts. He's a little bit undersized at 6'2", 205. He had offers from Florida, Florida State, and Miami. He's a Florida kid. Anytime you get the big three in Florida, that's a really good sign. They liked him at outside or potentially even a box safety. But Oregon State said, hey, look at the success we've had with our inside linebackers. They're versatile. They go sideline to sideline. Occasionally we send them off the edge, but they also pick up that running back in the flat and coverage. This is a kid who in 7-on-7 has played corner, and he's a middle linebacker. So you're talking about, in terms of, I'm not saying he's this type of talent, but in terms of his skill set, a lot like Fred Warner from the 49ers. He's not that Bobby Wagner thumper, even though Bobby Wagner's great in coverage as well. He's not a huge hitter, but he's very, very versatile. And in the Pac-12 that is so passing-oriented, a middle linebacker who can drop back into coverage and cover like a high school corner and then also cover running backs in the flat and be a sure tackler is a really valuable piece. And what this boiled down to is Oregon State all along, no matter what, he committed to initially Willie Taggart at Florida State when he was young, really young, too young, probably a sophomore in high school. And then he committed to Cincinnati. The defensive coordinator left for Notre Dame, so he opened things back up because that was his primary recruiter. And all along throughout that whole process, Oregon State stayed on him and said, we want you an inside backer. You're our guy. No one else matched Oregon State's passion for him, and no one else matched Oregon State's desire to play him at inside linebacker. He's perfect for Oregon State's scheme. He's the highest-rated high school recruit in the Jonathan Smith era. And again, if you're a defensive coordinator, you're kind of salivating over this kid. This is a kid who could end up, you could use him at safety at times, you could use him at outside backer at times, you could use him at inside backer at times, and he potentially could develop into a versatile piece that really gives people fits. I comped him to Derwin James, is what he kind of plays like. I know some of the people locally, in terms of locally in Florida, they see him, again, more as a Fred Warner type.
Okay, now he picks Oregon State over the likes of Arkansas and, as you mentioned, Florida State and Cincinnati, two places he was previously committed to. What is it about the Beavs that stuck out to this young man?
Again, playing inside linebacker.
That's it.
For him. He sees himself as a really versatile inside linebacker, and he's transferred schools. He's been committed to two other schools. He's watched Willie Taggart get fired. He's seen his defensive coordinator tell him he was locked into Cincinnati and then leave for Notre Dame. So he's gotten mixed messages throughout his recruitment. The only school that all the way through said, you're this guy,
that's it,
this is our staff, and you fit here, has been Oregon State. He said he'd do Zoom calls and guys would be in and out for various programs, but Oregon State always brought 3, 4, 5 coaches to his Zoom meetings, and that made an impression on him. And again, one of the big pieces is, look at what Oregon State's done of late with even their young inside linebackers.
Yeah.
The top two tacklers in the Pac-12 last year, Avery Roberts and Omar Spates, inside backers at Oregon State. So he sees himself in that role. And truthfully, this is one you do have to watch. He's been committed to three different places.
Yeah.
He's transferred high schools. This is a kid that's going to be hard to keep all the way through because it's a cross-country commitment and he is so highly sought after. If Oregon State can keep him in the fold, he's a big-time, big-time teacher.
Now, something that you have always talked about is that, you know, Oregon will throw, you know, a multitude of coaches at recruiting a guy, right? It's not just like, oh, you have this region, you have this region, you have this region. Something that stuck out to me is that you said, you know, he had a Zoom call and they had 3 to 5 guys consistently on there with him. Is that becoming more of a commonplace in recruiting in the Pac-12 now? Is that in specifically at Oregon State that they're going with the group effort to land these kids these days?
Yeah, you have to. There's just so much movement in coaching, and like it or not, and I know you get kind of the get off my lawn guys say, you don't need 5 coaches texting you every day. That's what kids want a lot of the time. And, and you can say, we don't like doing that. We don't want to bother the kid. You're not. If you're only checking in once a week, you look like a school that doesn't care. Not a school that's confident in their pitch and only feels like they need to deliver it once in a while. You need to stay on these kids. And Oregon State, honestly, is a little behind the curve in the rest of the Pac-12 in terms of doing that. Other programs have picked up on that and done it for a while. This feels like the first recruiting cycle where it seems like every recruit I talk to for Oregon State says, like, these 3, these 4, these 5 coaches are recruiting me. Last year, that was a mixed bag. Sometimes it was 1. Most of the time, it was 2 or 3. Very rarely was it 4 or 5. And that seems to be their approach now. And good for them. I mean, as long as you're getting there, that's great. And sure enough, we're seeing the results. The first 3 recruiting cycles for Coach Smith did not land a top 500 high school football prospect. In last year, he got 2. Both were recruited by Michael Petrie, Demir Collins, and Easton Mascarenhas. Michael Petrie moves on, and you go, uh-oh, that was their big recruiter. I mean, he could get him at running back. He could get him at linebacker. And their first commit in 2022, high school kid, is the highest-rated commit they've ever gotten out of high school in the Smith era. So they're doing some things right. We're seeing the results. It, you know, as much as people want to make recruiting rocket science, it's really not. Mass recruit your kids, have multiple coaches involved, have a lot of energy, send them some cool edits, host a cool official visit, have some nice facilities and build relationships. And sure enough, it works. And anytime a coaching staff kind of fights against it, they find themselves on the losing end. Look at Helfrich, you know, they could host a nice visit, but they wouldn't send edits. They weren't into that. We're not going to do that. We're not going to hit up kids with multiple coaches. We're not that program. We're not that needy. And look at the results. There's a tried and true formula. Oregon State's following it, and the results are following.
Okay, so this is number 1. What does the near future hold for Oregon State? Are there other kids that they're making this headway with on the trail?
Yes, there was some buzz that they would get a second commitment sometime in the next few days. I don't believe it will be today. I don't believe it will be tomorrow. Sometime in the next few days. That was the buzz. Since then, I've confirmed it. So there is a kid in waiting for a commitment in the next 3 or 4 days. He's not entirely sure when he's going to decide, but that is coming certainly within the next week. So another commitment in the class of 2022 coming for Oregon State very soon.
And what about the Ducks? Is any good news coming on the Ducks side?
Yeah, you know, I've talked about it on the show that Texas is becoming the new kind of frontier for Oregon, and sure enough, we're seeing more evidence of that. The number 1 outside linebacker in the nation, Harold Perkins, he's an Under Armour All-American. He has set an official visit for the game that shall not be named, Oregon versus Oregon State in November. He will be in attendance at that game taking an official visit. We keep seeing this. It's the theme of 2022. I will continue to talk about it. Oregon is trying to make a push into Texas. They've got 2 commitments already, and they're hosting some of the big, big names out of Texas on official visits. There will be more coming before signing day in December.
What do you know about Percy Lewis? Because I'm looking do you know anything about this young man? Because I looked at him, and I clicked on the commits thing. The 6'7", 350-pound offensive tackle out of Gulf Coast Community College. There's not really much about this guy. It says he's just like a mountain of a man, and he's committed to Oregon.
He's humongous. He's humongous. That's what I know. He looks raw, but he's huge. And Oregon has done a phenomenal job with these junior college offensive linemen, not only recruiting them, but developing them. Look at George Moore. Look at Malaisa Laulu. Look at TJ Bass. Those guys were all the number one offensive tackle or offensive guard in their class in the junior college ranks, and they've all done fairly well, at the very least gotten significant playing time, if not been starters. This is the latest one. It's very, very, very early in 24/7 Sports ranking of junior college kids, and he's the number one junior college recruit in the nation right now.
Wow.
That said, I believe last I saw they'd only done evaluations on two kids.
Oh.
So you could look at it and say, well, he's the best of two. But the other way to look at it is they evaluate guys when they become needs. When somebody says, hey, we need to evaluate this guy, he's a guy. And a lot of times the best guys get evaluated soonest because everybody knows they're a commodity. So is he one of just two? Is he the best of two? Or is he the first JC guy nationally that people said, hey, we've got to get an eval on him? And I think it's kind of in between, frankly. But he is a very good prospect. Potential. I think he's probably too slow-footed to stay. Definitely not left tackle. I think he could be a right tackle, or he could slide inside and just be this monster of a guard. And good luck getting around him to get to the quarterback, whoever the heck that is, right? That's the million-dollar question right now, Eugene.
Man, look, I just threw that name out there, and I felt bad because I sprung it on you, but you were locked, loaded, and ready to go. So, of course you were. All right, well, how about this one then? Who are the Niners going to take?
Don't even get me started.
Did
you listen to the show last night?
Yes, I did. Why do you think I asked you that, man?
I've created a Madden franchise and won an MVP with Fields. I woke up last night. It's the sixth or seventh night since they traded for the third pick, and read about who they might take and read scouting reports. And I know the offensive line ranking, PFF rankings for all five of the quarterbacks that are supposed to be first rounders. I know who's best against the blitz. I know who's the highest graded in throwing into tight windows. I'm kind of the belief that none of the quarterbacks in this class are truly as good as everyone says. I'm not a firm believer that Trevor Lawrence is an absolute can't miss. I think he has a very high floor, but I don't think he's going to be an all-time quarterback. Although, again, I think he's good and deserves to be the number one pick. I have questions about all of them, but I like Justin Fields the best, and I'm struggling emotionally. If you've got any advice, if anybody knows a good sleeping pill, certainly our NyQuil is running low. Mm. I need something to sleep through the night because it's keeping me up at night, man. It's a problem.
Nemec, I tweeted you about that, and then I was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm concerned about you. And you tweeted back to me, you were like, no, you're not. You're just making fun of me. And I was like, whoa, calm down.
Now, I have to say, Will did not set me up for that. This is the honest truth. I just listened to the beginning of the recruiting show. Actually, I listened to a bulk of the recruiting show yesterday. And I got a kick out of your, I'm sorry, I'm enjoying your misery of what you're going through right now.
Yeah, dude, I think Zach Wilson's the future for you guys. Seriously, though.
Don't do this to him.
Start with me. His arm strength is terrible, and he's the worst rated against the blitz. We can't have this.
I don't know, man.
He was terrible against protection. There's a play on fourth and one against Coastal Carolina.
I don't know. That was a good game.
They needed a first down. They had a running back wide open in the flat. Instead, he tries to throw kind of a Hail Mary deep ball. Incomplete. Hey. That's a situation where you have to read the room, know the situation, get the first down.
No.
He doesn't do it.
No, he's a gunslinger. He's a real concern,
that gunslinger mentality.
I'm so sorry, Andrew.
It's a real problem.
I'm so sorry that, like...
Is there a help group?
Yeah, probably, man. Reddit. That'll do it.
Yeah, get on Reddit.
Yeah, get on Reddit. That'll make you sleep at night.
One last thing. Uh-huh. How about this for Oregon State's progress? We got to switch it because otherwise I'm going to start freaking out.
All right.
Colson Loveland's a four-star tight end out of Idaho.
Uh-huh.
He visited Oregon State somewhat secretly last weekend. We had him on the show to talk about it. He scheduled an official visit in June. It's between, and not officially, but in terms of the schools that he's interested in, it's a bunch of Pac-12 schools, but really one of the schools that's a standout for him is an offer from Alabama. You've got a four-star tight end going, Oregon State or Alabama. And if I gun to my head right now, I think he'd choose Oregon State over Alabama. They're doing a much better job in recruiting, and they deserve a lot of credit for that. I don't think they get enough credit when they start to fix things. we don't give them enough credit to say they're starting to fix things. I saw signs of it in the last recruiting cycle. When you're going toe-to-toe with Alabama for a kid from Idaho and you've got a real shot and you might be the leader, you're doing something right. So let's give the Beavs some credit here.
I love it. Andrew Nemec, you can hear him on the recruiting show with Andrew Nemec Thursday nights, 7 to 8 p.m. And catch his work at OregonLive.com. Appreciate you, buddy.
Justin Fields for life.